Gemara says Sheinus. Now that's what the Mishnah means to say. Lashon was Sheishin Nefesh Imerchatz. That's Imerchatz. Now what's the second Lashon of the Mishnah? Im Loy Erchatz. So Gemara says Sheinus. What's the second Lashon of the Mishnah? It means like this: Im Erchatz Im Loy Erchatz. What's the double Lashon of the Mishnah? Im Erchatz in the Im Loy Erchatz. Hechidami. What's the case talking about? The man says, "Sheinus imerchatz ukraparkinon hanoras vuchitz olay liyolam imerchatz im loyerchatz heichidami mat maltos lebininze." What is it totally? If you will wash or you won't wash, imerchatz im loyerchatz heichidami. Elaim, if you want to tell me the armor that she said, "Tista sir hanoras vuchitz liyolam olay that I should be also the hanor vuchitz liyolam on me." That's what she said. The armor she said, "Piris stam." That she can never have any enjoyment from washing herself. If she doesn't wash herself today, if that was the nether, if she doesn't wash herself today, then she can never wash herself. Says so poshid. Why does the husband have to be made for the nether? Tell her to wash herself today. Period. The whole nether was that if she doesn't take a shower today, then she can never have enjoyment from washing. So very good. You know what we should tell her? We should tell her, go wash yourself today. And there's no purpose to have afara. But that's the easy way out. Make sure she washes herself today, and you won't have to have an afara. So what is the Mishnah talking about? Is it tzarech, a purpose of having the afara here? So that can't be the pshat. Tamura says, Omer Rav Yehuda. So Yehuda says, the Omer that she said, Hanoyas rechitza laili erlam. That she said she's making a neder that the ano of the rechitza should be asa tol yerlam. She can never have enjoyment from washing herself. Im loy erchatz b'mei mishra. If she does not wash herself, and mei mishra means the water that she soaks flax in, which is not nice water at all. It's bad water. It's water that's spoiled already. So that was a neder here. That she's making an instant neder she can never take a shower if she doesn't wash herself today, the mei mishra. So the Ram says, "Im loyerchatz b'nei mishra, ma'ayim means water shesharim ben pishtin, water that you soak flax in. Shein seruchim b'yaseh, it's very fashtunken, it's no good, spoiled. Te'echi tevet here, what should we tell her to do? Te'echot b'nei mishra, iki inui, we can't tell her to go wash yourself in this spoiled water, the water that the flax was soaking in, because that's terrible pain. Loy te'echot, if she's not going to wash herself, then misses her hanoras v'chitz li'elam. Allah should be yosed then never to wash yourself." So this is called the neder of inu nefesh that the Tanakhama holds. The husband does have a right to be mefer. This is called the neder of inu nefesh. So the kavosa, you want to tell me that's the case? The kavosa, the Mishnah says another case also. The Mishnah says another example. The kavosa, the katoni im lo is kashit. So what does that mean? Again, the second neder she said in the Mishnah was. Im eskashet v'im lo eskashet. Whether I put up makeup or whether I don't put up makeup. So what does she mean to say by this? It means you want to say this, that im lo eskashet b'nefet. If she doesn't put on nefet like a tar or nefet or that's kerosene, yeah. She doesn't put kerosene on herself. So a lichluchu, it's like getting herself dirty. So that's what she meant to say. The Ran says, the kavos to the tony im lo eskashet b'nef lichluchu. That doesn't fit into the lashon of the Mishnah. How could you say that she meant to say that she'll put on makeup if the makeup is to put on nefer kerosene? That's lichlo. That's dirty. That's not called kishut. So what does the Mishnah mean? So Rav Yehuda says like this. Amar Rav Yehuda to Yomer that she says hanoas rechitza liyoyla malai. She's making a nissa neder never to have enjoyment from washing herself. Hanoas rechitza liyoyla malai. Imerchatz hayoyim. If I wash myself today. That's one. That's the first neder of the Mishnah. Then ushivua, she swears, shulayerchatz. She will not wash. Hanoas kishut alay liyoylam. Imes kashet. Yoshua shulayerchatz. Then, but hanoyas kishut alay liyolam im eskashet hayoyim ushvuah shlo eskashet. She made it. She did both. She swore. So that's what the Mishnah means. That's a double lashon of that in Lo'erchatz. In Lo'erchatz means that she swears she won't wash herself. And the same thing by the Kishut, that she says, Hanoyas Kishut Alad Yerlam. She's making a nisa neder never to put on makeup. Im Eskasha Tayoim. If I put up makeup today. If she puts on makeup today, then she has an issa neder never again to put on makeup. Now what's the double lashon? That she swore, and she also said, Ushavua Shleyas Kashet. So he also makes a shavua, she swears, that she will not put on makeup today. So that's a double lashon of the Mishnah. Both by Rechitza and by Kishut. The double lashon is that she swears she will not do it. She swears in the Reisa she will not wash herself. And she swears in the Sefer that she will not put on makeup. So that's the double lashon. But the Ikar Neder again is very good. The Neder is that she makes a Neder never to wash herself or never to put on makeup if she puts on makeup today. And this thing Gemara says, Amalei Ravina Ravashi. So Ravina says back to Ravashi, Hai Eilo Nid Nidorim Ushvuas Mi Boile Lemisne. If that's Pshana Mishnah that we're adding on that she made a Shavua, she also swore to it, so the Mishnah should have said, Eilo Nidorim Ushvuas Mi Boile Lemisne. The Mishnah should have said, these are Nidorim and Shavuas. Like, why does the Mishnah only say Lashon of Nidorim? So who, that's not Pshana Mishnah. So Gemara says, no. If you want to, Tani, if you want to, you have to, Tani, learn in our Mishnah the same way. Tani, learn in our Mishnah that the Lashon was, Eilo Nidorim Shavuos. These are Nidorim and Shavuos of Inu Nefesh. And that's what the Mishnah means to say. That even though she made a Neder, she can't wash herself Loilam. If she washes herself today, and she made a shavua not to wash herself today, so in such a case, that's called Nidorim of Inu Nefesh, the Nechlaim of the husband could be Mefer. V'boyisema, another teretz is, V'boyisema, shavua nami hainu Nidorim. No, when the Mishnah alone just says the Lashon of Nidorim, that sometimes includes a shavu also. Ditanan, we learned before, kenidre rishoyim. If somebody says he wants to make a neder the way a rasha makes a neder. So he had before, noda benozer, he could become a nozer. In the case there was another in front of him, a nozer went by in front of him, he said, aho, we say he meant to become a nozer, over korban, who would then he could mechayiv himself to bring a korban, because rishoyim do averis, have to bring korbanos, over shavua. And also, he can make upon himself a shvuah, because Rishoyim are the ones that make shvuah. Stamazoy, a person is not supposed to make a shvuah. Rishoyim make shvuahs. Yeah. So the kids say that's not a kasha. Then, even though the Mishnah means a shvuah, even though in the Lashon only says Nedarim, sometime in the Lashon of Nedarim it's included a shvuah also. So well, that's not shvuah to say in the Mishnah. Weiter. Now, the Yomer Rabban and the Rabbanan say Rechitza is po inu nefesh. So Pshan now what Tanakam of our Mishnah is that even though the nether was if she doesn't wash herself today, like she can never wash herself le'olam if she washes herself today. So really all we tell her to do is just don't wash yourself today. The only nether is if you wash yourself today, then you're also le'olam not to wash yourself. So all you have to do is just stay, hold yourself back one day. Still the Tanakam says that's called inu nefesh. We can't tell her to hold herself back even one day. That's called inu nefesh. This the Gemara says for a minute. I have a kasha. Says the Gemara, Afa pi sha'asa bekulan. Even though on Yom Kippur, the halacha is, you're also to have any type of enjoyment, all the hei nuyim. Are also on Yom Kippur, but the klal is, ein oynish chorus, ela b'yechol b'shoysa. The only time you chayit chorus on Yom Kippur is if you eat or you drink. The oisem malacha bavad, and you do work. If you do one of the lama test malachas on Yom Kippur, then you chayiv koros. But the other heyinuim of washing yourself, that's not called the chayiv koros. Washing yourself is not called an inui. It's a shaila, it's also midrais or also midrabonin, but I call upon him not chayiv koros. The Ran says, the chsir, the apostle says by Yom Kippur, kol hanefesh asheles una. Any nefesh that doesn't put himself into pain, for yavarati, he has to get ibud, means he gets chorus. Now, ezel inui, sheyesh ba ibud nefesh, heviyoy mezu achilu shtiyo, v'yaloysu b'mlocha d'chsir ba chorus. But stam, by washing yourself on Yom Kippur, for that there's no chiyuv chorus. Now the question is why? V'yamrit, if you want to tell me, ki loy rochtzo,
The Tanna Kama of our mission holds that if a lady can't wash herself for one day, iki inui, that's considered inu nefesh, that's considered giving her pain. And therefore the husband could be made for the neder. So if this is considered pain, it is called considered inui, if so be yom kippurim, on yom kippur also, ki rochatz l'chayev karas, if somebody washes himself on yom kippur, it should be considered that you're having now enjoyment. In other words, the Torah says, you have to make sure you have no enjoyment. Because if you have the enjoyment, then you chayev karas. So what's called not called having enjoyment, or what's called giving yourself pain? So the Muyoni Dashina means not eating and not drinking. So the question is, why doesn't it include also not washing yourself? If you're telling me now not to wash yourself for one day, it's considered pain, it's considered inui. So when the Torah says about on Yom Kippur, you should be ma'ani yourself, it should also mean to include that you're not allowed to wash yourself on Yom Kippur. So if you wash yourself, you should be chayev karas. And we know it's not that way. So chutz mashma, not washing yourself one day, is not called inui. So Marin says, oh my Rav, Rav answers like this. Minyan of the Krah, both pashas, you have to look about what the pasha is talking about. By the pasha of Yom Kippur, and by the pasha of Nedarim. Each one you have to look inside by itself. That gabe Yom HaKippurim, the pasuk says, tanu es nashoseichem, supposed to painig your nefesh, means give yourself pain. Hold yourself back from having enjoyment. So there we say, milsa diyade inuyay, hashta. Has to be something that you have pain right now. Everybody knows that if they don't eat, it gives you pain right now. If you can't drink, that gives you pain. You get hungry, you get thirsty. That's called you giving yourself pain right now. That's what the Torah wants you to do on Yom Kippur. Rechitza lo yade inuyay hashta. But on rechitza, the fact you did not wash yourself, the day itself that you don't wash yourself, it doesn't bother you that much. You don't feel it. It's only afterwards, later on, it feels bitter that you didn't take a shower. But when the actual day goes by, right now you can't tell the inui. The Ran says, Milsa diyadi inu mahashta, dainu achila, to be oisa yoy minkar inui. That day, if you don't eat that day, you feel it. Rachmona lekab ab yom kippur melib inui, te minkar abu yoyma. It has to be a type of a pain that you feel that day. Therefore, we say what the Torah means by Yom Kippur is that you're not allowed to eat and you're not allowed to drink. Mashenkein, a pain of not washing yourself, you don't feel it that day. Maybe at the end of the day, tomorrow, you feel it that you went a whole day without taking a shower. But during the day itself, it doesn't bother you. Mashenkein, Gabi Nadorim, by Nadorim, though, this is the pasuk says, Kol Neder v'chol Shvuas Isser L'Anais Nefesh. There's any type of a nether or a shvua that pertains to your body that gives yourself pain. That's no good for you. Such a nether, the husband could be nefer. So here we say, milsa di asya lide, da asya le lide inui, any type of a nether that brings her to have inui, even though the inui is not right now. So even though the nether was just not to wash yourself today. But lamaista, if she doesn't wash herself the whole day, at the end of the day later, the beginning of the next day, she'll feel bad or give herself some pain, that's considered inu nefesh. That's considered a neder of inu nefesh. Therefore, the husband could be made for such a neder. But the chilas, not the more said, but Ran says, Gabi Nadorim, this said, kol neder d'chol shvuas iser, lanes nefesh, milsa d'yasi abel d'inui, d'krochi mashma, d'chivon shenodra, mibiyosa, lanes nefesh mefer. He makes a neder that's going to bring her to have inui, for that alone the husband could be made for. That's the Mari asks now. V'chilai rochts, and Mari answers, yeah, v'chilai rochts, asil de inui. And if she does not wash herself for a whole day, that will eventually bring her to have pain. So therefore, here the husband could be made for, but on Yom Kippur, if you don't wash yourself, if you do wash yourself, you're not over a chiyuv karas. The Mari says, Urarami de Rabbi Yosi ad Rabbi Yosi. Have a stiras in Rabbi Yosi. And now Mishnah Rabbi Yosi says not washing yourself for one day is not called an inui. And another place we'll see it is called an inui. Mayin shal b'nei yir. We have a well that belongs to the b'nei yir. Mayin shal b'nei yir. So Ran says means hayotze b'ir, chayayin v'chayacherim, chayayim kodim. You have a well that belongs to the people of the city. And the question now, who could drink water? Or is not enough water for everybody? Who has the right to drink from the water first? They're dying of thirst. So the halacha is chayehen v'chayei acherim. If you have a question of you should drink or let somebody else drink, the klal is chayeyem kodmin. If you have a right to take care of yourself first, keep yourself alive. So we're talking about now there's not enough water here for both of them to drink. So then the klal is, we dash the pasuk for chayo chichimoch, that your chayim comes first. If you only have enough water for you to drink, and your friend then will die of thirst, you're allowed to drink the water, you have to take care of yourself first. What about l'chayim v'chayachem, chayim koydim, l'chayachem, you come before them. Behemtom of behem asacherim, behemtom kodemis. Your animals are somebody else's animals, your animals comes first. Yeah. Kvisoson, kvisasacherim, you need the water, it's not a question of dying of thirst, but you need the water pusher to wash your clothing. So you come first, you're allowed to wash your clothing first, then you let Yechava wash his clothing. Kvisoson kodemis, kvisasacherim. Now, let's say you don't need water to drink. You have enough drinking water. But you need the water now to wash your clothing. But somebody else needs the water to live on. So the Navad, the Svar is, you give the water to somebody else, let them live. Their life comes before your kvisa. Rabbi Yossi Yomer, kvisoson kodemes l'chayacherim. No, your washing yourself comes before somebody else's life. So mashma, washing is such a big inui, it gives you a lot of pain that you can't wash your clothing. Tzadkidekach, Rabbi Yossi says, you're allowed to wash your own clothing, even though somebody else may die for not drinking the water. No, that means a guy will die. That's what Ram says, Tesvilel Rabbi Yossi, dechivon debimniyas kvisas ikat tzara tuva chayin nefeshu. It's called mamish chayin nefesh, you're allowed to take care of yourself. So the question is, hashta kvisa, am Rabbi Yossi yeshbat tzaguv, kuloi lekoshchein. Madhav Rabbi Yossi says, just not to wash in your clothing. Hey, it's such a big tsar that's kedai to you wash your own clothing even though somebody else may die. So the chura for sure, not to wash. So chura is a big stir in Rabbi Yossi. How could Rabbi Yossi now Mishnah say not washing yourself is not called an inui? Here we see not washing, not even washing your clothing is a terrible inui. That's the worst by stir on Rabbi Yossi. Alright, we'll stop here.
You were holding that pay Aleph from Aleph. We're in the middle of this kasha, this theory in Rabbi Yossi. The now Mishnah Rabbi Yossi says that rechitza, a neder, not to wash yourself, is not called ino nefesh. It doesn't bother you, it's not so harmful, it's not so painful. And there we have a kasha, Rabbi Yossi says that fisoson kodemes l'chaye cherim. If you have enough water left over just to wash your own clothing, and somebody else needs the water to drink, and if he doesn't drink the water, he may die. So Rabbi Yossi says, you're allowed to wash your clothing. Kvisoson kodemes l'chayacherim. So kasher we had the last Gemara, this was on the Pei Amid Beis. The bottom line was, the kasher is, hashta kvisa. Amar Rabbi Yossi, yesh bo tzar guf, maduch. Since Rabbi Yossi holds, if you don't wash your clothing, like dirty clothing, it gives you a tremendous amount of pain. It's so much pain that for that you're allowed to even if it's the expense of somebody else's life, still you're allowed to use the water to wash your own clothing.